I believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what in all the things that you do? It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free.
Alrighty, welcome to What Is Your What Wednesday here on Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulster hanging out with the lovely Mary Goulet. Hi, Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Richie Oche, what's your members?
Hello, Steve. Hi,
and,
Mary.
And, here on What Is Your What Wednesday, we cover a lot of ground around the New York Times bestselling book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do, which is written by this really cool dude. Well, no, it wasn't really written by me. It's got my name on it, but it was the editor really wrote the book. I mean, God, I gave him a lot of stuff. I wrote a lot of it, but Jesus.
Did you have a ghostwriter?
Well, no, I don't know if I would call him a ghostwriter so much as I would call him a developmental editor. I mean, like, this guy, it was crazy.
He goes, what is this?
Don't worry, give me a few weeks.
I'll figure it.
Yeah, that's just how he went about it. But no, I don't know if you know the story or not, but the first edition of What Is Your What that I wrote was like an 80,000-word diatribe. I mean,
That's a lot.
That's a lot. I have a lot to say.
That's close to 70 right there, or 65. The end product.
This end product is about 40,000 words.
Okay.
So it would have been, so this book is like 240, whatever it is, 250 pages, whatever it works out to be. It would have been double that.
Yeah.
And so I thought I wrote like literally.
A tome.
When I got done with that first version of What Is Your What? And by the way, if you're just joining us here for the first time on What Is Your What Wednesday, welcome and thanks for being here, because here on What Is Your What Wednesday, we talk about the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts found in my New York Times bestselling book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do, which you can grab for free at whatisyourwhat.com. But I'm just giving a little bit of the backstory here, because I don't even know if you guys know this. But the first time that I had written this book, this whole verse, 80,000 words, thought it was like the world's best book. I mean, like, gosh darn it, this is going to be, this right here is the new Bible. Like, people are going to have two.
Wow.
They're going to have two books in every hotel room. They're going to have the Bible, and they're going to have What Is Your What? Like, that was it. I was like, oh my God, this is the best book that's ever been written. So I was self-publishing the first time around. So What Is Your What is actually what I might call Journey to You version 2.0.
Okay.
So the first book that I wrote was called Journey to You, a step-by-step guide to becoming who you were born to be, which became What Is Your What in this new rendition. But when I wrote Journey to You, that first 80,000-word diatribe, I was like, oh my God, this is great. Best thing ever. I am going to self-publish this. So I went through like an iUniverse, I think, at the time, and submitted this to them. They had this process of like, okay, let's look at it. Well, they print everything. Well, I didn't know that, right? So
okay.
So they just print anything. You know, anything and everything. That's the double-edged sword
of independent publishing.
It's like, they're like, oh, yeah, we'll print it. And so I didn't know that. So I thought, oh, cool. They like it. They're going to print it. Oh, yay, lucky me. So after it got all said and done and was like ready to go, they had this thing called an Editor's Choice Award. And the Editor's Choice Award was basically their way of saying, this is crap and this is a little less crap. So you submit for this award. And basically, they give you that iUniverse stamp of the editor's choice.
So if you get the editor's choice award, you're less crap.
You're less crap than the other options that they publish. So I submitted it. I was like, okay, I'll spend the $500 or whatever it is for somebody to review it.
That's why they're doing it, to get the $500.
Well, yes, and evidently to humble people like myself who think that they have just written, like I said, the next best book to ever hit the shelves. So submitted the book. Got the assessment, I guess is pretty much what they called it at that point. Got the assessment back, and what they said I'll just paraphrase here, but basically what they said was, this is the worst book we've ever read.
No, they did not.
In basically those terms, those were almost the words that they used, but it was like, it was that harsh. I was like,
wow.
What?
Only $500?
Only $500 for somebody to tell. Like, you would have told me this is the worst book I've ever read for like $200, right?
Yeah, 200.
So I was like, oh my God, really? I was like, Jesus, you know, I spent a lot of time and energy and, you know, the whole nine on it. I was like, all right. That was the first time that.
And that was the less crap one.
That was, right?
So how do they feel about the other books?
I know. So, no, I didn't get the Editor's Choice Award. I didn't get it at all. They were like, no, this thing is terrible.
We're just taking your $500.
We're taking your $500 to tell you got a shit book.
Wow.
So I was like, and that was the first time that I realized that there is a significant difference between writing and being a writer.
Well, television and film.
Let that sink in for a second.
Well, there's the difference between being an author and a writer. I'm an author. I'm not going to claim I'm a professional writer, even mm-hmm. though I've been paid to write.
Yeah.
What about author? Well, it's not about writing. It's about rewriting.
Well, and that
editing.
Yeah. And that was, so that was exactly it, is that I was like, all right, fine. I will look myself in the mirror. I will be sufficiently honest and say, you need help. And so that was lesson number one. There was a big difference between writing and being a writer. So that was lesson number one. Then I went out to ASJA, A-S-J-A. You're looking at me funny. No, not that ASJA.
What you were
ASJA,
saying.
The American Society of Journalists and Authors, or whatever it might be, ASJA, because I was referred to them to find an editor, because I was like, all right, I've got to get someone to edit this book, because I still think that the principles are good, and I thought that the teachings could help people, and that's really why I wrote it in the first place.
What was it that they said was crap? Like, did they say, like, just the story, the structure, what was it?
The tone,
I mean, yes, yes, and yes. So, yeah, all of that. And so I was like, all right, fine. So I went out, I looked for an editor. I found a couple people, narrowed it down to a couple of guys, and ended up going with this one guy who, I don't remember what he charged, but it wasn't cheap for him to go through the book and do all of this developmental editing. And, of course, grammatical editing as well. He did both. Because mm-hmm. there is a difference. You can hire a grammatical editor to just kind of go through and find commas and spelling errors and that sort of thing. Or you can find a developmental editor who then basically says, let's restructure this and so on. And so it took quite some time, but I think it was 6 months. I think it was 6 months before I got back his version of the book. And I got to tell you, it was a huge slap. Like, it wasn't bad enough that iUniverse had said, Jesus, you know, this book is just horrible. And the editor, who I paid to make it better, basically gave me back a manuscript that no longer looked at all like my book. Not at all.
Wow. Not even headlines or sub-headlines?
Some of it.
Chapters?
Some of it, yeah. But I was like, my God, what I said in a page, he would say in a paragraph.
Yeah.
And what I would say in a paragraph, he would say in a sentence. And often huge chunks of that manuscript were just nowhere to be found. And so I was like, what'd you do here? You know, like, this
See,
is
like
not...
he would have just cut those four woods out.
Right, exactly.
What did he say?
What'd you do here? And so
it's like, I just deleted every fourth paragraph.
Right, yeah, exactly. And so I was like, oh my God, like, this is not my book. Like, I don't recognize this book. And it took me a while to realize that it was still my book. It was still my ideas. It was still my framework. It was just worded and structured much, much better. And so, for those of you who are thinking about writing a book, and I know on What Is Your What Wednesday, we usually talk about tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts and so on that can help you in your life. Yeah, but maybe maybe you're an author. Maybe you're listening right now and you are an author and you're thinking about putting out a book, or you have a book and you want to improve upon that book or whatever it might be. So maybe this conversation then can help our perspective. Because I think everybody has a story. I do think everybody.
I believe that as well. And I think the number one tip I have, and I don't know if I mentioned it to you guys before, if you want to write a book, if it's a novel, whatever, if it's a self-help, fiction, nonfiction, talk it first, then transcribe, then start structuring how you want the chapters to go and what you want to say within each chapter. Mm. I've done several 70,000-word audio books for authors, and I would be going along and also, ooh, train wreck in that sentence. I'm like,
I can't even read this.
You got this. And I would literally, on the audio, I would rewrite that sentence because it was written so weird.
Yeah.
So you'll get your voice, you'll get your tone, you'll get your cadence going. It will keep you inspired. Writing is the first thing to stop your creative process.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we talk about this all the time because I can't – I write a word that spell check is like
– we don't recognize
we
that.
We don't even know what
where
to
are
offer
you.
You
an
example of something this might be.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So – but yeah, just math. You know me, math. That's my thing. Not that. So, audio. I'm all for that. That's what I'm trying to do.
You know, Wade is writing a tutorial, whatever, is for new podcast people and radio hosts. And to you, I mentioned to Richard today. Just get on the microphone and say these are the three things you need to do.
Yeah.
Wrap it up in a nice little bow in an MP3.
Yeah.
Attach to an email. Bam, you're done.
Yep.
Don't write anything.
All right, guys. So let me just say this to you, which is
there goes your what is your what?
No, that was perfect.
Reinventing
this is awesome.
Writing.
Reinventing writing, right? So no, this was absolutely perfect because at the end of the day, what I became comfortable with is the fact that it's a lot easier to edit what someone else has done and to improve upon that than to create the original idea. So the original idea and the original strategies and so on can only come from you. So get those out, put them down, and if somebody tweaks them and makes it better, it's still your idea. They just worded it differently. So I had to get comfortable with that. But if you want to see the finished version of the book, right, you can grab it for free at whatisyourwhat.com. So go there and grab a free copy of whatisyourwhat.com. And there you have it, my friends. All right, I'm glad we touched on that. This is so great. I'm glad we did that. All right, guys. We'll talk to you next time here on What Is Your What Wednesday on Reinvention Radio. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.